This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get my dress and I'm going to get my check.
Wake up. All right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. I thought it was going to be C at the crossroads because
that's what it looks like.
It's real crossroads right now for the Atlanta Braves. It's Tuesday. We appreciate you being with us. We got three jam-packed hours for you. How are you, Randy?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog, it is the first of the month. April Fools don't fall for anything.
Who would?
Don't fall for anything today.
Don't get tricked.
Don't get tricked or anything. I just do remember it came to me this morning when I woke up because I was on vacation last April Fool's, and Mike did the switching of the host.
Oh, yeah.
And got a lot of people in their feelings. Huh. And Mike Bell had some kind of story that I don't know what he told these people. I moved to the Philippines out of the blue. So don't fall for nothing. We are here. Don't worry about it.
Wish we were doing that. That was a fun one.
Yeah, but it's got to be, you know. But I think, you know, when I got home yesterday and you were hoping and you were wishing that yesterday was April 1st and there were some April Fool's jokes about what happened with the Braves after we got off work.
If all that stuff was happening today, you would assume it was
April Fool's,
you
right?
You would assume
you would assume that the guy, the biggest offseason acquisition, didn't get popped for PEDs.
The only offseason acquisition.
Yes, let me take that back. The only offseason acquisition who was supposed to play a major role in all these to hold down the leadoff spot is back. He ain't getting popped for 80 games.
Nah. That's half the season. Not to mention the playoffs, which we'll, you know, who knows.
Yeah.
But it's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. Like, imagine a season starting off worse than this one has for the Atlanta Braves. Like, 0-5 it's crazy to have something worse than that.
Yeah.
0-5 and uncompetitive.
Yeah.
I mean, they scored a run yesterday.
Yeah, way to go, Michael.
Thanks,
because,
Mike.
Yeah, Mike, because as I mentioned yesterday, he's looking lost at the plate.
Yeah, his first
couple. But he ain't the only one, though.
Yeah, no, he's not. Yeah. They all do. It looks like they don't have a clue at the plate right now. And
call Chipper.
Call him. Seriously. Do something. It's too early in any sort of, like, outside of our guy Hector. It's too early to be firing people and all this kind of stuff. But, like, pretty tough start for the new hitting.
Yeah.
They got 8 runs in 5 games.
Yeah, buddy. He's sweating bullets right now. Like, they got rid of Hector.
Yeah. There's...
You know, I know somebody had to get left out here on the West Coast. I don't want to stay here.
Yeah. Every sweep, somebody gets just voted off the island.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I don't want to stay out here in L.A. I like Atlanta. Outside of sniffing all the pollen, you can feel it. You can feel the warmth and
all
that.
It's supposed to be 90 on Friday.
Love it. Lovely. 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 But yeah, that's it's been bad. It's been bad. Then you lose your starting pitcher. Bernardo Lopez is going to be out.
Yep.
So yeah, it's just
we're already dealing with his injury stuff.
Yeah.
Like last year, we were like, all right, how can he throw this many innings? That's a lot of innings for a guy who hasn't thrown that many innings.
Yes.
And then he kind of broke down in the back end of the season. It was just one start this time.
One. So, 4 innings. Or
so,
5.
Yeah, so that happened. And that would be bad enough. Like, with an 0-5 start and Reynaldo Lopez is on the IL for 15 days after one start, like, you're like, man, this is a brutal start.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost impossible to believe that the Jerks and Profar thing is real because – I mean, that's the gamble you take betting on one big season with guys. Mm-hmm. Like the Alex Anthopoulos philosophy or however it is that they go about picking up these sort of like undervalued free agents. Like and it hasn't happened to him otherwise, so that's good. But, like, you know, a guy who's 31 years old finally having the best season of his career, randomly doing all this stuff that he's never done before, and they're like, yeah, he kind of changed his batting stance.
Hold on, Mr. Bucker.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that maybe last year he was juicing?
Yeah, he was definitely juicing. I am saying that. He was 100%
on steroids.
That's
why he had his best year.
Yeah, he was on steroids. yeah.
But he never got caught.
Good.
Tested 8 times.
And he was doing a better job masking it.
Isn't that what he said? I was tested 8 times.
He was.
Never caught nothing. Never got popped or anything.
He had to cycle better last year.
Never popped or anything like that.
He was cycling poorly this year.
Okay. Because
he didn't get popped for steroids. He got popped for male fertility drugs.
Oh, he's trying to. Maybe him and his baby mama want to have a baby.
That's what he should have said. He didn't say anything. His thing was, I wouldn't have willingly done it. So does that mean someone forced him to do it?
I'm telling you. Maybe his wife got him. Like, maybe she just tired of waiting. And
I would have at least lied like Tatis did.
He was probably sleeping.
Remember Tatis took steroids and got caught, and he was like, oh, they put a thing in my hair when I got a haircut in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Okay.
But that could happen.
Sure.
They put a lot of I got a haircut in the Dominican Republic before.
Yeah.
They put stuff in your hair now.
I'm sure.
Unless you ask you to, because I was like, they don't speak no English, because that was the two things. They wanted to put stuff in my hair, and they wanted to shave my damn eyebrows. And so it was had me looking like Eddie Rosario.
Luckily, the word no translates.
Yeah. They wanted me to look like Eddie Rosario and everything down there. But no, I mean.
Maybe that is what happened to him, but at least he had a story.
Yeah, but
Profar's like, I don't know. See you guys in 80 games.
It's crazy. 80 damn games. Yeah. And then, like you said, can't play in the postseason if they get to the postseason. But it is a mitigated disaster. It was going on with our baseball team, man. 0-5 and. You know, thank you, Michael. He got a run yesterday. Jesse came in, and that dude hit that ball. It flew over my mom's house in Glendale. Yep. My mother-in-law, who lives in LA, flew over her house.
Yeah.
That's how far he hit that damn ball off Jesse.
Luckily, everyone was asleep by then.
He knocked the hell out that damn ball.
Yeah, but Jesse came in and looked a lot like Hector.
I was like, oh god, it's gonna be.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's 5 games. Like the take yesterday is it's 1 series. You can't overreact. And then the afternoon happened yesterday of all this other bad stuff. And it's like, I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows, man?
Maybe they're snake bit. I have no idea. Like
they damn sure bat bit.
I still think
they can't hit.
I still think all these guys are good at hitting.
They can't hit,
but they don't look like
they look. Austin Riley looked lost yesterday. Three strikeouts.
There's not a single guy in the lineup right now that played yesterday that has a batting average over 200.
Yeah,
not a single guy. Harris is one, and again, I know it's 5 games, but still, it is what it is. 158 for Harris. Riley's 111. Olsen's 143. Ozuna's 167. Albies is 167. Drake Baldwin's under 100. Good at bats, though. Kelnick is 178. Arcia's 154. I mean.
That's our friend.
That's her friend.
That's Joe Boo to come.
Joe Boo needs to show up.
Hey, man. Y'all need to get Joe Boo, Koku, Dodo.
Every Joe.
Every Joe you can.
And every boo.
Every Joe, every type of rum you can get, and throw some Hennessy in there. All right? They need something. They need some kind of, what is it, bat need, wake up bat.
Hats for bats.
Yeah, man. Anything you need. Go get the torpedo bats. So yesterday, De La Cruz hit 2 mammoths yesterday with that damn thing. Like, do something.
Not our De La Cruz. Our De La Cruz went 0-3.
Well, you know, I wasn't talking about him.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just letting people know it wasn't our De La Cruz.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been hopefully, you know, Chris Sale's on the mound today. He can have a Chris Sale start. I mean, they could maybe win 1-0, maybe.
Doesn't it suck
or something
to be
like that?
In the 6th game of the year and be like, hey, Chris,
we need you.
Bootstraps, buddy. You got to go.
But he does.
It's game 7 of the World Series tonight, man.
But all, you know what? He has to, Bunk.
Got
to
go.
He got to go. But obviously.
You give up one run, we're blank.
And then Freddie slipped in the shower.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what?
Somebody else got hurt, too. Charlie Morton or some other former Brave got hurt. Oh, Mike Soroka. He hurt his arm late in his start. He had to come out of the game. He was leaving the game like gripping his hand.
Oh,
like, so it's not
gracious.
Like it's Braves and former Braves. If you've been touched by the Braves at any point recently, you are suspect to injury.
Brewers also 0-4. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Big Wills on the, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we took their baseball team originally.
So in that.
Milwaukee, so it's all, you know, it's all tangential. Yeah, it sucks, man. I don't know. there's nothing. That's the worst part about a long ass baseball season. When
this is a long ass baseball season.
When it goes bad, especially early, is like, I don't know. I mean, hopefully it turns around soon. I mean,
it's a long ass baseball. That's what I'm saying.
I think it probably will, but
baseball and basketball, when your teams are not good, it's long. Oh, yeah. And it's like,
nothing
damn. More. Because the games are so frequent, so you got to keep talking about them. Mm-hmm. Like, at least football, you know, Sunday, Monday, on to the next
one. Oh, yeah, but also if you play one bad game, it is a disaster.
Yes.
Because it's football. It's one of 60 or one of 17 or 12 or 13 in college. Like, it really is. That's like a whole, you know, road trip or homestand in baseball. But that's why this is two different things. Like, 0-5 and not being able to hit is very frustrating, unacceptable, needs to get fixed, and I think that it will.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest free agent signing of the offseason being popped for steroids in the first week of the season is going to miss half the year. Is a whole different thing.
Yes.
Like, that's a really big deal.
Yes.
He was supposed to be a big part of this squad.
Yes.
He was going to play left field every day. He was batting leadoff. Now obviously, Brian De La Cruz had to play yesterday. You made the random earlier in the day trade yesterday where everyone was like, why are you doing that for?
Exactly.
Now you kind of know.
Showed
but you also got Verdugo. You did you did sign Alex Verdugo.
Did they know this already?
I don't know.
Like, did they know this? Like, okay, we know you're going to get popped. Let's go ahead and get all these contingencies out there, and then when the league comes down, you ought to.
It makes you wonder.
But until then, we're just going to keep on going like everything is everything.
We're
going
to play them,
and we're going to play them until they say we can't play them. But yeah, it's bad, man.
That's a disaster.
It's bad.
Yeah, that part really is a disaster.
And now you
because
find
now
yourself,
your outfield has to have Kelnick and someone else in it every single day.
Yes, and you need them to play well. You need them to help. You know, and that's going to be the thing about it is, and I know, you know, not too many teams can, you know, when their best player isn't there, which Ronald Acuña is your best player.
Yeah.
When he's not there, yeah, he's going to be some lulls and everything, but this is just bad because you got other good players.
Yeah.
You know, and I think about this. So if you take, say, for instance, you take Shohei out of the Dodgers, they won't be the Dodgers, but they'll still be good because they got MVP caliber players.
They'll be all right.
But the Braves don't. Yeah. I mean, they should. Let me take a break. They should.
Well, that's the thing. There are other guys in this lineup are. I mean, Austin Riley's been an MVP candidate before.
Yes.
Marcell Ozuna was damn near a Triple Crown winner a couple of years ago and hit 40 home runs last year. Matt Olson hit 55 home runs 2 years ago and looks like he has absolutely no clue at the plate right now. At least he's drawing walks. Like, I will give Matt Olson a little bit of credit for some patience and getting on base. No one else is even doing that. Everybody, Austin Riley struck out 3 times yesterday.
Just swing and a miss.
Michael Harris struck out in his first 2 at-bats on 6 pitches.
Yes.
And really just kind of, and it, I don't know, maybe it's early in the season, you're working your way into it. He did hit a home run later in the game, thank goodness, and got another hit too. But like those first 2 at-bats, he just didn't look like he had a chance.
I mean, this is the young man who's probably, and I'm curious to see how Schnitt deals with that top of the lineup with him, and then maybe him and Ozzie going back and forth probably.
Right.
I think that's pretty much the only solution that he's got right now. How do you deal with that? I mean, it's just so many just bad ball, man. This is all around bad ball. They're not doing anything good.
It's also not helpful to be playing against maybe the other two best teams in the National League.
No doubt about it.
And certainly the best team in baseball.
No doubt about it.
Because, I mean, Teoscar popped one in the first inning.
I mean,
he might as well have gone to bed.
Yeah, like, know? Oh, hell, like, here we go. Huh?
I was like, oh, all right.
Well.
There it is.
Well, you know that series you wanted to catch back up on?
Put it on. If you hadn't seen the newest White Lotus or whatever.
I have not.
Okay, neither have I.
Might as well watch it.
Neither have I. It got a little more interesting.
Did it?
Yeah. Well, okay. Like the last couple. Because I was like 3 episodes in, I was like, what is this? Like, I don't care about these people's vacation.
Right.
This is boring as hell.
But it's back.
Is she going to sleep with that yoga guy or what?
It's back cracking.
It got better.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like that. I like Walton Goggins. Everything that Baby Billy, Uncle Baby Billy, everything he's in is amazing. All the way back to Justified. Vice Principals, Righteous Gemstones. He's the best character in this show. I don't know. He's selling goggles now.
Damn. They got nice-ass hustle.
I like that guy. That guy's great. All right, we'll come back. Got to talk about Walton Goggins. That's how the Braves are playing, okay? We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Braves have just 2 hits. Both of those came in the 5th inning. One by Harris, one by Kelnick. Harris gets into this. Hey. Left center field. And the Braves break the drought. Michael Harris with a solo shot to get Atlanta on the board in the 8th. Braves had not scored since the fifth inning of game two in San Diego, but that stops right here in the eighth in Los Angeles.
I thought the rally was going on.
So they didn't score from the fifth inning Friday night.
Yep.
Until the eighth inning Monday night.
Yep.
Dang.
It sounded like an old marriage. Old marriage.
That'd be good for an old marriage.
Like an old married couple.
Friday night to Monday night?
It is good to just score runs, you
it's
know.
Not too bad. It's not bad. Start the week off, right? That's like, how many innings did it get up to? 30-something? Was it, I guess, 18 plus 4 is 22 plus, yeah, damn near.
Damn near?
That was the 30th. Yeah, look, I don't know. The Braves got smoked by the Dodgers 6-1.
I thought the rally was going to happen right there, Mike. Because, I mean, because all you need is one.
That is true.
Somebody need one to get that thing going, but yeah.
Maybe it'll carry over to today. Here's this point was made by Brad Rowland on Twitter, and it's a good point. This is how bad the Braves are versus how good the Dodgers are right now. Chris Sale is on the mound tonight,
mm-hmm.
and the Braves are underdogs.
Yes.
Against the Dodgers, like, fifth starter.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It was way more fun when it was on paper. Remember when it was on paper last week, and it was on paper? The Braves.
Oh yeah!
Dang it!
Oh yeah, man!
Man, that on paper stuff was great.
Yeah, but then you had to actually go out there and
on
play the
grass.
Game.
On grass is not any fun.
I'm gonna go back to my protest as far as how do you get them both of these teams start the season, man? You know what I mean? You don't let them warm up or nothing. You don't let them jump in the deep end. You just throw them straight. I mean, you let them jump in the shallow end. You just throw them in the deep end.
Yep.
First weekend. First two series. I mean. That's the
they
type
have a team that was in Florida at that.
That's the type of stuff you make the Marlins go do. You know what I mean? You make the Marlins go do that. You make them go get their head beat in like that, all right? Mm-hmm. I don't send the Braves over there. I got too much respect around here. Mm-hmm. Listen, you send them damn Marlins over there.
I think their thought was, oh, these will be great series.
I know they did.
Early in the year.
Yes. Oh, man.
Let's get some marquee match because it was Sunday Night Baseball.
Yes.
First weekend.
Yes. Do they flex baseball games?
Fox on Saturday.
Do they flex baseball games?
They should. They should. And that's not even the worst part. Ronaldo Lopez is on the 15-day injured list due to an inflamed right shoulder. He made one start. Now he's on the injured list, so that sucks. And that's not even the worst part.
No, it's not, Andy. What's the worst
Profar has been suspended for 80 games for violating Major League Baseball's performance-enhancing drug policy. They would have liked it. Maybe he could have hit four home runs at least,
yeah.
You know?
Something to justify
he
the PED.
He didn't even do anything
Something to justify the PED.
When all
something
these guys like, in the 90s were on steroids, they wouldn't have gone a four-game series without hitting a home run.
Man, that's what I'm saying. You're like, damn. But then you'd be like, oh, I see.
I do miss the old steroids where guys looked like He-Man.
Yeah.
Like, that was way more fun.
Yeah. Like there was nobody better, you know, than, like, what was the wrestler back in the day? Buff Bagwell? Yeah. That's how Jeff Bagwell looked?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked just like him. Like
Sammy Sosa's
Sammy Sosa.
Neck.
Yeah, you see Sammy getting tipped back to him?
Like, did he?
Yeah, his color coming back.
Good.
Yeah,
now that he's sort of like come public and admitted some of the stuff that he did. And
Lion make you go pale.
Sammy.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
We all enjoyed it.
So what?
It was fun. You hit a bunch of bombs and did a hop and you had your like the thing you did with the peace sign, you and McGuire. Like that was super great.
Yes.
We're not mad at you.
No, we're not.
You don't have to turn into a vampire.
Yes. But,
Why'd you decide you needed to do that?
I don't know, man.
I hope Profar doesn't turn into a vampire over the next
days. Let's just hope
days.
Not, man, because I'm like, I can't go to work for 80 damn days. What the hell am I going to do? Because this guy, he got bread. Now, he's losing a whole bunch of bread.
He's losing out on like 5.5
mil. But he got bread. So for 80 games, what the hell am I going to do?
I hope work out.
Man, damn. Now, I can work out at the 40-game mark. What am I going to do these first 40?
God, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
a little vacation.
80 games? I'm going to take the first 40 vacation.
It's such a long
time. And they're like, okay, well, let me get in this cage. I was 40. Maybe I'm back at 41 games. Let me go get in this cage. Come on, man. But no, it's a bad situation where, you know, you see the moves that Alex was making when you're sitting there like, why the hell are they getting another outfielder?
All right. It's Alex Verdugo time.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Okay. Thank you.
He's okay. He's a career, like, 275 hitter.
It seems like everybody's a career something like that until they get in this damn lineup. Ain't nobody hit.
No.
Who's the new batting coach? I know he ain't sleeping.
No, I hope not.
I know he ain't sleeping well because this is like, I mean, just their approach, Bunk, is just awful.
Yeah.
And everybody, that's why I say this, is anybody doing anything good? Don't tell me though, damn Baldwin is hitting the ball well.
No, no,
because
no.
He ain't hitting it well.
Well, damn, he almost had another one yesterday too, which is frustrating. Like, these guys are all popping it to the. They need some of that Profar.
Thank you.
What they need. They need
some of that Profar.
Profar was on the right track at least, trying to pump it up. Olsen's walking.
Damn, that's what we had.
It is.
Damn.
Yeah.
We had Olsen getting walked.
He's getting walked. Olsen's getting walked.
Damn.
I don't know. It sucks. Hopefully they win tonight. Chris Sale's on the mound. Ridiculous for a game this early in the season to feel like a must win, but it'd be really nice if they could win it. Raheem Morris is at the owners' meetings. He spoke earlier today. Said pretty much a lot of the stuff that you would expect. We'll get more into it about an hour from right now. But they talked about Kirk. Kind of the one thing that Raheem said about Kirk that we hadn't heard yet was, yeah, I don't expect to see him.
No.
I don't expect him to be any of the volunteers.
Remember,
stuff.
That was my initial thing. I was like, is he going to show up? I was like, and I'd say it again. I wouldn't show up if I was him. No, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
I politely, and I'm pretty sure he said it politely.
I'm sure he's very polite.
I don't want to be here. Yeah, tough blank. Tough booby. You know why? Because if I can't, I'm not going to do you no favor. You know what I mean? Like, this has to be a mutual benefit. You know? Yeah.
I know it's a different situation, so yeah. I'm not, like, playing ignorant here. I know it's a different situation. But do backup quarterbacks normally go to OTAs?
No, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a backup.
Yeah. Somebody got to throw the ball.
Get on in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Penix will be there.
Yeah, Penix will be there. That's the most important thing. But, yeah, that's why, you know, when I said, you know, where is it? Because a lot of times the OTA is a part of your offseason bonus and everything like that, the money that you make for your workouts and stuff. But he doesn't have it.
I bet he doesn't even have any of that stuff. His stuff's all guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
I don't have to come to
I don't have to come
stuff.
But if he was starting quarterback, he'd be here.
Sure.
Yeah, but he's not. He's the backup. He's the backup.
He's not.
He's a.
Can you pout politely?
That's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. I was going to say he's a very gentlemanly pouter. Yeah, he's very nice with it.
Yeah.
He's very cordial. He called Mr. Blank, talked to him, and everything like that. I'm still trying to figure out this whole notes part.
Yeah, Arthur Blank, who's speaking now at the owners' meetings, and we'll get to some of that in an hour as well.
Yeah.
We wanted to let both of them speak before we reacted to it. Arthur Blank currently talking to the media. One of the things that he said was in his phone call with Kirk Cousins about wanting to get traded, he took 5 pages of notes.
About what, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out. How do you take five pages and details of why he don't want to play?
Maybe it's like, you know, those little planners, like the pages are smaller.
Yeah, that could be.
He didn't say how big the pages
were.
He
did. You're right.
He didn't say he was typing.
And maybe it was Scrabble.
Yeah, you're doing that freehand kind of, you know. Although I would say, I bet Arthur Blank's got a nice penmanship.
Oh, dude.
You know?
I bet his pens, he got one of them heavy pens.
I bet his pen, this is not a joke, I bet he's got a pen that he uses for important stuff that costs more than my mortgage.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like, I bet he does.
And it comes out. And
I think
it,
he writes with a quill.
And it's in that.
Maybe.
I bet he does.
It's in a thick box. It ain't in no.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't in no cup or nothing like that.
Yeah,
it's
you don't
in a
put
box.
That pen in a box.
Where you?
Or in a cup.
You
pop it
light.
Open.
Yeah, man.
The box itself is probably made of some sort of rare wood.
I love a nice pen.
Me too.
I love a nice heavy.
It really is. It's
nice
one of those things.
Pen.
Like, and I think this is probably true of all luxury items. I haven't used that many luxury items, but the ones that I have, they're better. Like. Like, okay, Mercedes.
Right.
It is better.
Right.
You're right. It is better than the Honda Element. the fancy pen is so much better than this pen I'm using. I like it. The little things broken off of it. It's a good pen.
Yes.
But a fancy pen is a real taste of luxury.
I agree with you right there. I definitely agree. Nice pen. Have a nice pen. But I mean, I don't write nothing on it. I haven't used it in years.
Yeah.
In years.
I don't know. I mean, the only thing I write is the cut numbers for the what's trending.
Yeah.
And then the takeaway of the day.
Yeah, I just have
that's the only handwriting I do.
You know,
really.
Me, I constantly am writing something down.
And then I got to sign the kids in and out of daycare every single day.
Yeah, I'm constantly writing.
So I do get to use my signature.
Yeah, but no, I constantly write down everything that's going on within the show. Like you said, takeaways, different notes that you might see.
Randy just X'd out a whole segment.
Yeah, because we're not doing that. We're not doing that at 12:20.
Yeah, Abe had a terrible idea.
Yes.
We came up with something way better.
We're going to try to sit there and say, hey, guys, you can scratch this.
We already scratched it out.
We scratched it out.
We scratched it out.
We're not doing that crap.
To be fair,
neither of you had turned to that page or the rundown before.
Yeah, Randy did because he scratched it out.
No, before I said scratch it out.
No, you did not. Because the first thing I do is when I sit down, I go through all the pages and look through everything.
I looked at how your pages were organized just as I had left them.
The last thing I do is look through it. That's why sometimes when I'm teasing the next segment, I'm surprised.
Yeah, that's how you keep it. That's how you keep it fresh.
I'm like, oh no, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, but that's how you keep it fresh.
What are we getting into next? Not that thing. All right. Speaking of what's trending, let's hear Trae Young talking about his new job.
I'm excited to announce that I'm accepting a role with OU basketball and being an assistant GM, as well as making a million dollar donation to help kickstart this whole thing.
Wow.
So it's exciting to be a part of this, and being from Norman and playing there, obviously, it's exciting times, and I'm looking forward to being in this new role.
So you bought a title.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, I'm assuming this doesn't mean he's still going to play for the Hawks, right?
I don't know. If he gets OU, like, top players and they win a national championship, maybe he's found his calling.
There's a... You know how star players are supposed to, like, recruit other star players to come play with them?
Mm-hmm.
They should do that.
What?
Maybe he should be the assistant GM of the Hawks. Try to work on this roster first.
Yeah, but, I mean, these guys are already rich.
True.
Yeah. These
guys are already rich. I feel like that's supposed to go over there and get star guys to go there.
Did they really sign him? Like,
do that here.
Is he going to, like, really? That's awesome. Good for him. Good for him.
Good for him. All right, we'll come back. Mike Conti's going to join us. We'll talk some Hawks with him. They got the Blazers tonight. Kind of a similarly young, fun, couple good defenders kind of team. Should be a good matchup tonight between the Hawks and the Blazers. We'll talk some Atlanta United as well after their phenomenal comeback over the weekend. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get back into everything that's happened at the owners' meetings thus far. They've decided to table the tush-push talks.
What a bunch of softies.
Man, they've tabled it. They've decided to come back to that later. I've got a theory on why they're doing that. And then we'll get to some of what Raheem Morris and Arthur Blank had to say as well at 12:20. The back page with Bo and Mike Conti steps in to chat with us in just a minute as well. I do want to say, because yesterday, I don't know, it was about this time or whatever, in the first hour, we talked about how Zaitoven hammered in the spike at the Atlanta United game, right? And you and I were both like, who's that? Obviously familiar with the work that he had done. Mm-hmm. We just didn't know that we were familiar with the work that he had done.
Right.
What a treat that was.
Yes.
Last night and this morning.
Dude.
Going down that wormhole.
That wormhole and then listening to Christian rap.
Right. His actual stuff that he does.
I can't get litty to it.
Okay.
But it was good.
Just lit then?
Yeah. I get a little lit. Like, listen, I can wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't be pounding back no
sure.
Yakking.
Yeah, yeah, right. And I think that's probably respectful.
Yeah, but nice wine. Like you said, Jesus turned water to wine.
It was like so many songs that I really liked that I had no idea that he had produced. And you got to go back and listen to like Gucci stuff from a long time ago and OJ the Juice Man, who I hadn't listened to in a long time. That was great. It was so fun to do that last night. And anyway, shout out to Zaitoven. With that, Mike Conti joins us. Hello, Mike.
What up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I hope one day I'll be thought of as fondly as Zaitoven, as people look back on the things I've contributed to pop culture.
I think they will.
Oh, yeah.
There was a very popular Gucci reference that you made in the in the post game. I was getting a lot of tweets about it, actually.
Really?
Yeah. People were like, Conti's on one.
No.
That's what they were saying.
Jason asked me at halftime, was there a song that I play to get myself motivated or fired up, and I said yes. It's Wasted by Gucci Mane. I love that song. It's just got a very, very
That's
consistent.
Awesome. Would never in a million years.
No, it's upbeat. It's very consistent.
Sure,
I love the song.
Listen to it quite a bit whilst getting wasted. You know, in my 20s.
You got the rock star lifestyle, huh?
Rockstar lifestyle.
But there was a passage in that song, talking about sipping on purple, showing up stanky. And it was a game and a performance that was kind of reminiscent of like just being on purple drank and being a little smelly. But they didn't waste the opportunity to win the game. So that was the whole thing I was trying to refer back to, that passage from Gucci Mane. I mean, look, They didn't play that well again, but they found a way to win, which is really important. And I started to sense as that game was unfolding, especially in the first half when they were down 1-0 for quite a while. I think these guys are feeling a lot of pressure, a lot of self-applied pressure right now, especially playing at home. You want to entertain your fans. And you're thinking, boy, I mean, they've invested so much into this group, so much money. You know, the resumes of all the players they brought in or brought back speak for themselves. Why is this not working?
Right.
Why isn't it working? And I think sometimes you can respond to pressure by pressing and trying to do too much, or you could maybe mentally shut down a little bit. I was afraid maybe we were seeing some signs of that on Saturday. Fortunately, they fought their way out of it. Let's hope this is a turning point. They can start putting together more complete performances and having fewer matches that are reminiscent of being on purple.
On purple. Right. Yeah.
Mike, and you know, when we talk about this team, it's always about, well, the offseason, the money, and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Those guys aren't the problem. It's the people that aren't making the money.
Yeah, well, I
mean, they're all getting paid. They're all getting paid. But I think when we talk about this team, we talk about the Almirones and the Latte and guys like that.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit because I see where you're going.
Right.
Latte Line has 5 goals. Yep. I mean, that's phenomenal in 6 games. I honestly think Miguel Almirón has struggled a little bit.
Okay.
I think, you know, you've seen him now in a couple different spots, or maybe it's working out a little bit better with him playing centrally as opposed to on the wing. But then what does that do to Alexei Moranchuk? Well, when that's pushed him back into the midfield, that seems to work better for him, but then it makes you more vulnerable defensively. So, I get where you're going because, you know, the last 2 games they've scored 6 goals.
Right.
But prior to that, you know, they got shut out by Red Bulls when they had the whole slam unit. They got shut out by Charlotte when they had the whole slam unit. On Saturday, your back line, which I thought had been okay up to this point, handed New York City 3 goals.
Yes.
Here you go.
Right.
We're going to give you 3 goals. And that's exactly what they did. So in the case of Saturday's game, Randy, yeah, I would agree with you. On the totality of the season,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think everyone has had moments where they've been really good, and everyone has had moments where you look like, ooh, what happened there? Even Latte Lana, who has 5 goals this year.
Should have had 10.
Well, the Moranchuk goal came because he had a poor touch, and it just bounced right to Moranchuk, who was able to run onto it and shoot it. So even Latte Lott has not been perfect this year. It just feels to me like a team that's still 7 matches into it is trying to find some chemistry, and it still hasn't all the way happened yet. It's getting closer, hopefully.
The thing that's hard to watch sometimes for me is, like what you talked about on Saturday, was just the mistakes at the back. Because obviously they were more egregious on Saturday than usual, but I would say, I don't know how many goals they've given up this year, but it feels like 75% of them have come off of just kind of normal stuff that wouldn't normally be a mistake, but was a mistake. Not crazy.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you.
Bad blunders. So yeah. I wonder, like, is that a function of guys, you know, being in out there that aren't expecting to be? Or, I mean, it's hard to say, like, how do you fix making mistakes?
Well,
you just don't make mistakes. But it's weird that so many goals have come from that.
Yeah. On Saturday, you had a 17-year-old left back who found out, like, I think 5 minutes before the game he was going to play.
Right.
And actually played pretty well up until the point where he made a mistake to give up a goal. You almost are willing to live with that because, to your point, that's someone who you're not really expecting to be in that position. Some of the others, like the 2 goals they gave up in Charlotte, were off bad bounces on a weird playing surface. There have been other instances, like Miami's game-winning goal. You know, Miami is setting a diversion, trying to argue at the referee, and then they take a corner kick quickly, and you're not maybe switched on because you're paying attention to the argument. That's just a mental lapse. And then, look, players make mistakes. They make errors. Atlanta United won the game because New York City made a horrendous error.
Yep.
Their goalkeeper stayed frozen to his line. The defender tried to play the ball back to the goalkeeper. They were not in sync at all. And give Latte Lott credit for not giving up on the play. So I do think all of this will even out eventually. It's just It's a new season. It's a new coach. Even if you're playing with a first choice group, not everyone has played with each other for very long, and it's just it's taking longer than I thought it would take to sort itself out. But again, what I'm hoping is maybe Saturday was the first step towards it really sorting itself out.
Why was it? Why wasn't that an assist for BG?
The scorekeeper felt that the defender had a touch on the ball.
Okay.
Atlanta United put out another angle of that last night in those nonstop access videos that they do that show there absolutely was no touch on the ball. Brad should get an assist for that. I hope they go back and change
that. They got to retroactively change that.
Yeah,
right?
They have to. What they were saying was Thiago Martins, I guess, chested, or the scorekeeper thought that Thiago Martins chested the ball back towards the goalkeeper, had a touch on it. If he has a touch, it negates any pass.
Right.
The angle that was put out in that video last night showed no touch, so they need to fix that.
He should have chested it back to the keeper.
By the way, that would be assist for Brad in back-to-back years against New York City.
I was going to say,
how
many times has he done it before? So he has done it before.
That was the only other time, I believe, was last year up at the Met Stadium.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch gears, talk a little Hawks. They got the Blazers tonight. They've been playing pretty good of late. I mean, I know—
Portland?
Well, Portland, yes. Portland's been playing good for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
The Hawks have been playing pretty well. I think Risacher is playing the best he's played all season.
No doubt.
Is it just an opponent, or do you feel like they've kind of adjusted to the changes that have been made since the trade deadline and they're kind of settling into who the new group is?
It might be a little bit of both, but I think, again, like when you talk about Risacher, he's playing with a lot more confidence. And when you suddenly have another consistent 20-point-per-game player in your starting lineup, it's going to result in better outcomes for the team. Portland, this is a very interesting game tonight because I think on paper, this is one the Hawks need to be careful about. You know, there is still an outside chance, very outside chance, but still possible that the Hawks could get the sixth seed. And beating Milwaukee on Sunday night has put that into play. Because Milwaukee is sixth.
Yep.
The Hawks are four games back with eight to play. Hawks had the tiebreak on Milwaukee.
And if you saw, which obviously you did, see the way Milwaukee played the other night.
They stunk.
That's a team that could lose six or seven of their
Without
final eight.
Dame, Dude, they're in trouble.
They didn't look like they cared at all.
That's right.
It was crazy.
And I'll give you another thing to keep an eye on, too, if you're the Hawks. Watch out behind you for Chicago now, who has suddenly gotten very
playing
hot.
Good.
Now, you're running out of games. You only have eight games to play, so I'm not sure you're really worried about getting caught by Chicago. But the Hawks could be anywhere from sixth to ninth right now. You really don't want to be ninth. So tonight is a game. If you look at the final eight for the Hawks, they go 6-2. They're going to finish 42-40. I think there is a really good chance they could win six of their final eight games. They play Philadelphia again. They play Brooklyn again. They play Orlando twice. They play Utah, who's having a terrible year.
Yes.
And you play Portland. And now this is one of the games that, I don't know, Simons is questionable tonight, and Scoot Henderson, I think, is out.
Didn't play against the Knicks the other night.
There's no reason they should lose it.
If the same lineup for Portland plays tonight that played Sunday in New York, the Hawks should not have an excuse to lose this game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. You know, I think this has been the story about the Hawks this year. Against the top six teams in the East, they're 12-10. You take Detroit out of that mix, they're 11-7. Okay, that's really good. That's 11-7 against 1-4 and 6 in the East. Against the bottom five teams in the East, the Hawks are 12-9. Okay, now again, that's above 500. That's not terrible. But you look at the two losses to Washington and the losses you've had to Toronto and some of those others. And at the end of the year, that could be what ends up putting you in the play-in as opposed to the playoff, and you might end up really regretting it. I hope this game tonight is not a game that the Hawks will regret, because honestly, when they went on to this road trip and played Houston and Miami and Milwaukee, I thought that's a road trip the Hawks need to get 2 of 3. The Houston one I understand. The Miami one I don't understand. That was a really not great performance against a team that I don't think is trying very hard to win games right now.
Mike, we're about, you know the time. Because we're about to talk in the next segment. The whole Kirk Cousins, they're down at the owners' meeting. Mm-hmm. They finally talk. Ra and Mr. Blank have talked about, obviously, the Kirk Cousins situation. How do you think it plays out?
the rhetoric is not getting any friendlier now. I mean, right. Rob basically saying, I don't expect him to show up for anything voluntary with OTAs. I still stand by, I think Kirk is probably on this team at least in August, and then we'll see if anyone gets desperate and needs a quarterback. I mean, Arthur said it again today. Mm-hmm. They've already paid him. They're cool with him being the backup if that's the case. Falcons will probably let this go as long as they possibly can in hopes that maybe someone steps up and makes them an offer. I saw the report last week about a third rounder potentially being on the table. That would be very nice. I don't see that. So barring anything that just develops out of thin air for some reason in the next couple weeks, there's really no need for anyone to offer the Falcons anything until maybe someone gets hurt in training camp or in the preseason and someone gets a little bit desperate.
Yeah, no, that kind of feels like the timeline. Unfortunately, those are non-voluntary.
That's correct.
Those are mandatory.
He will have to be there.
Then he would have to be there.
Yeah.
And
you can't be at Chipotle in Cleveland if he's supposed to be in Flowery Branch.
A little bit awkward, but I'm sure they'll be able to deal with it. Mike, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Mike.
Mike Conte there every single Tuesday talking Atlanta United and Hawks and other things as well. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. The NFL owners meeting's going on. They're going to table the tush-push discussions.
Soft.
We'll also react to some of what Raheem and Arthur Blank had to say down there as well about the Falcons. Not just Kirk Cousins related, but some Kirk Cousins stuff too. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.